when I used to have, I got over my symptoms, and when I would, if ever I would talk about them, you know, oh, you know, I had, if I, when I had head pain or back pain, this or that, that I would talk about it and it would come. And I stopped talking about it because I was scared. Then I realized, wait a minute, it doesn't matter if it comes. Let it come. Bring it on. You know, if it comes and I don't care about it, or I stand up to that fear, it doesn't last more than 10 or 20 minutes. So what do you think happened as I was telling him about this? I started getting head pain in that moment, literally like an hour ago. I started getting head pain. And the first place where my mind went is, oh, I'm doing this, you know, peer supervision thing. I can't have head pain during that. Like, and so I heard that voice in my head, and I said, all right, this is it. This is an example. This is my mind trying to reinforce the pain with fear. And I had, it was like that Robert Frost poem when it's like two roads diverge. I haven't read it since third grade. But it's like you're in a fork in a road. You can go one of two directions. Either you can indulge in that fear and say, oh, my God, you know, I'm going to have head pain. I'm not really going to be at my best. I'm going to be talking about how to get rid of pain while being in pain the whole time. Or you can say, how dare you? You know, stand up just like you would to a bully. If you're getting bullied in junior high school and you're scared or you cry, it will perpetuate the bullying. But if you stand up to the bully and you're not scared, he'll go on and bully someone else. So that's exactly what I did. I said, in my own head, I said, bring it on. It doesn't matter. You don't scare me. And I allowed myself to actually plug into the feeling of anger that I felt, that my mind was trying to abuse me with fear. You know, not go away, but just do your worst. It doesn't matter if you're there or not. Just getting angry at the fact that my mind was trying to scare me. Not getting angry at the pain, but getting angry at the part of your mind that is trying to scare you, because that isn't okay. Trying to sabotage your happiness, trying to knock you out of your equilibrium. And 10 or 20 minutes later, the head pain was gone because, you know, I didn't indulge in the fear associated with it.